That certainly is a problem, of course, you know, because what you're faced with is a community giving up its school building, and I can't see any community wanting to do that. Of course, they don't want their children bused, you know, from point A to point B, point B being about 26, 27 miles perhaps away from home and spending all that time on the school bus. There are certain aspects, in my opinion, that you can consolidate. For instance, if there's a school district in northern rural Wisconsin that is experiencing declining enrollment and they're not able to provide, let's say, some services for some special education students, of course, they should be bused to neighboring school districts in order to receive those services. You could also do that for the regular ed student. I would be against closing down that school in that small northwestern town of Wisconsin and telling that community, oh, sorry, you know, because you're a little short here in cash, you know, and you're having difficulty making ends meet, that we're now going to bus you to a neighboring school. Rather, I would like to see some other sources of revenue created in order to keep those people afloat and keep them at home, keep them in their community, because that's what I think public education is about.